Rob Schneider predicts studio lots in Hollywood to be real estate by 2030. Actor Rob Schneider predicts the big studios in Hollywood will shut down all lots by 2030. "We are seeing Hollywood completely dismantle itself," Schneider said during a recent interview with Epic TV's Jan Jikilek on American Thought Leaders. "You will not see these studios, the Sony lot, the Fox lot, Warner Brothers lot, those places in 5 years will just be real estate. You will not have those stages anymore, and I think it's their own decline." The hot chick leading man, who supported President Donald Trump, suggested a series of reasons why Tinseltown will fall, which included what he said were the years-long efforts to blacklist conservative voices. "If an actor like me says anything or even questions or dares to question the tribe of Democrats, that's it, you're out. You're out of Hollywood," Schneider said. The three-time Emmy-nominated jokester pointed out an awkward interaction with The Irishman star Robert De Niro during the final scene of Saturday Night Live's 50th reunion show, when the cast and alumni went on stage as the credits rolled. "I'm right behind De Niro, and I, you know, finally, I'm trying to stay away, and I bump into him," he said. "He turns around and has that particular expression, which I think everybody knows. It's just like, how can you support that schmuck? He gave me that look, and he was about to really go at me." Schneider said he de-escalated the situation by just saying "I love you," which caught the two-time Oscar winner off guard. "The political divide isn't the only factor causing the public and conservative members of the industry to turn away," Schneider suggested. The grown-ups comedian pointed out that long gaps in new content, caused by the pandemic and strikes by the Screen Actors Guild and Writers Guild, didn't help Hollywood's decline. "I thought that was just completely irresponsible and stupid," Schneider said while talking about the historic SAG-AFTRA and WGA strikes in 2023. "And then people realize, hey, we'll find entertainment somewhere else. There'll be more entertainment on Instagram. As a matter of fact, I think more people watch Instagram, and they're like, do this." The actor noted that the same shift happened in the news, calling podcaster Joe Rogan the Walter Cronkite of our time. "You're seeing right now a rejection of Hollywood, and you're seeing it," Schneider said. "You're seeing an implosion of it. What will replace it? I don't know. I mean, I think what replaced the news is individual people talking, like Joe Rogan, the biggest of those independent media, and everybody else."